What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. On today's episode, I'm going to be sharing a little bit of my experience when I was back home in Massachusetts for a little bit. I went to Walmart, and the Walmart had pretty much a full shelf worth of sports cards. And I think it's something that I would imagine people have seen on Twitter, because it's, I guess it's sort of a meme, like people are posting the picture of the shelves, and, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily supposed to be a good thing or a bad thing. You know, people will tag some of the bigger sports card accounts and be like, look at this or whatever. And one thing that Walmart did that I don't think Target has done, I'm going to go to the Target website and just kind of look this up really quickly, is raise the prices of some of the blasters. Like, there were still some blasters that were worth the $20 blaster. I think there was WNBA Prism that was $20. I think there was some Topps Series 2. I think there was some Series 2 that was $20 for a box, which that is obviously, as we remember, that's like that's the price of the that's the standard price of most blasters probably before sort of this big boom that happened over the past few years. So I'm on Target's website as well. So regular NBA blasters, $30. At Walmart, the blasters for Optic and then there was World Cup Prism, or the two that I bought, they were $35. So about a $5 difference, not like a huge difference, but it is a big increase from the original pricing of the boxes. $20 pretty much across the board. That's where you were getting all of these pricing. Now we did see when they were $20, more people were buying them and reselling them. And I think this is something that I've sort of been thinking about over the past few months. Kind of, I haven't been producing as much content. I've been doing videos for collectibles, so the research and stuff I'm doing is more for those videos rather than kind of my own content. So I haven't, I've been tweeting about stuff, but not necessarily as much about sports cards and kind of where we're at specifically. But something that a while ago, I remember putting out like a poll, being like, what price would you still pay for blasters? And I think the $30 to $35 range was where a lot of people were agreeing. Like, I think the poll that I put out on Twitter, that's where a lot of people were voting in that price range. And now that they are at that price range, it seems like they're still available on the shelves. And I mean, for me, that was kind of the one thing that I guess it's kind of a combination of a few things. Like, I don't necessarily have a problem with there being so much on the shelves. I think that if the company is still, and I'm referring a little bit to the company as like, if it's Topps or if it's Panini, or Fanatics for that matter as well, because I think next year is probably when we're going to start seeing Fanatics products. I guess I don't think they've come out with a full statement on what they're going to do in terms of like branding. Like, I know that when Fanatics first bought all the licenses, they were talking about a sports card company that was a separate company from Fanatics, which now obviously we realize that's Topps and potentially it could be Panini. But the one thing that I think is sort of like I'm trying to figure out is like, and I don't know if there's necessarily, well, we know for a fact that there is more product. That's just, I don't think that's really debatable, to be honest. But I think what I think where we're at is like, I wish that they had raised the pricing, but not increased the production, I guess. That was sort of where maybe there was a little bit of a flaw in the poll, because the fact that they raised the prices at Walmart and Target, I would imagine that probably means that like Topps and Panini probably raised their prices a little bit, because I think the sports card companies are obviously keeping track of sort of what the companies that are, or at least maybe they aren't, I don't know. So this is maybe me being a little bit, I don't know one way or the other, but I think they would keep track of like what these boxes are selling for, because I'm guessing there's some sort of reporting that, you know, whether it's Target or Walmart or whoever is reporting back to these companies. I would imagine this is, like I said, maybe not, but I think the raise in prices and the increase in production are definitely why at this Walmart, and I'm using my own kind of personal anecdote. I don't know if this is necessarily everywhere. I'm also kind of basing this thought off of seeing on Twitter people talking about it as well, is that there are a lot more boxes on shelves, which I think is a good thing, but I don't necessarily know if, like, if they were to drop the prices back to $20, would that mean that all the boxes are off the shelves? And I think when I was buying the cards, I was a little bit disappointed because I remember back in the day, and it quickly turned from being able to find boxes for $20 to never being able to see any boxes on the shelves, to be honest, which Walmart also had a limit, which I don't know if they actually enforce. Like, I went to self-checkout and I bought more than what the limit was, and it let me know. Granted, I also bought like a box and I was buying like World Cup stickers, so it wasn't like maybe the category of the product wasn't in the category of the limit, but either way, I wonder if these, if they drop the prices back to $20, would they sell out of these boxes, or would it be, would they still sit there? Like, I mean, honestly, because now I'm thinking, like, what would, where would the price have to be to drop it for there to still be enough for people to get the cards? Because, like I said, when I was buying the boxes of, you know, the Prism box or the Optic box, I was like, damn, like a couple years ago, I could have bought two of these boxes basically for the price of one now. And, you know, we're not necessarily seeing the hype around some of the cards that are coming out of the boxes either. Like, I think it's a combination of all of those things, and it makes me wonder, like, where is the correct price for these boxes? And I don't know necessarily if, like, I guess it's sort of something that I've talked about in the past, where it's like, I support companies that are trying to make money. I support the people who are buying boxes that are trying to make money. But I also think they should be keeping it's a very, you know, sports cards in general is a very interesting industry, because it's one that has a bunch of different people that are in it. It's sort of, I mean, sort of sneakers in a way is kind of similar. It's not exactly the same, but, you know, the person who's buying a sports card box, there's a wide range of who that person could be. And the $35 box, I suppose, is good that you can buy it, but it's not good that I think the value from the $35 that you're spending on the box is not, I think the value of most boxes, retail boxes, has gone down where the prices have gone up. And I think one or the other has to stay the same or go back to what it was. I think either, you know, they produce the same amount, which, like I said, this is kind of a conundrum that I'm in, where I want the companies to make money, because that, in a way, that can help sports cards, because it can expand and can enhance maybe the experience of someone that's in sports cards. But if the value of the boxes aren't there, then people won't want to buy them, and then there's going to be just an influx of these boxes. And I think one of another thing that I've been thinking about is, like, are blasters and, you know, retail boxes, are they valuable because people want them? And I think this is something that either Chris, someone from Card Ladder, I know has said this in the past. I think from a card perspective, not from a box perspective, but like the concept was like, are the boxes valuable because people want them, or do people want them because they're valuable? And I think now we're sort of getting to a point where I think we got to a point where people were buying the boxes because they were valuable and reselling them, where maybe, I don't know, let's just say beginning of 2020 or 2019, the boxes were valuable because people wanted them and people wanted to buy them. And then I think we shifted to people want to buy them because they're valuable, if that makes sense. I think we definitely shifted that way. And now we're sort of shifting, I think, back in sort of the other direction, where what's coming inside these boxes may not be as valuable as it was a couple of years ago, but the price of them has also gone up. So it's like, it's a conundrum, I guess. And I don't even think I may not even be using that word correctly, but I think it's an interesting thing to look at. And figure out, like, from a sports cards perspective. And this was because it's also like this was something that I thought would help. So maybe it didn't help, but I don't know. I mean, I honestly wasn't buying as many boxes because I wasn't able to find them. And it's like now that I was able to find them, I found myself going on like a spending spree over the Thanksgiving break, like buying, which I bought the World Cup stickers because those were cheap and it was fun because I was opening them up with like my family and stuff. And they were, I mean, I was enjoying kind of just being like, let's pull a USA player or whatever. And they, you know, they obviously didn't know any of the players that were in there. They don't really follow soccer the way like I do, but like the boxes, they were there. And I was like, well, in my head, I'm like, well, I mean, I've never seen this many boxes. Like, and honestly, I hadn't even, maybe it's a Walmart thing, but like I hadn't seen that many sports card products. And, you know, there was also Pokemon and I think Yu-Gi-Oh, and there was like collectible trading game boxes and stuff like that. I hadn't seen that many boxes really, and it could just be that I only really went to the one Target that was near my house in Massachusetts, but like I hadn't seen that many boxes ever really, like, and I hadn't seen that variety of product. Like, you obviously go into a hobby shop or a store like something like that, you're gonna see those boxes, but like in retail, I hadn't seen a variety, that type of variety, like I said, ever. And I mean, if you want to go back to 2020 or 2021, like when there was just nothing in the stores, like I wonder if bringing these boxes back to $20 then brings the reselling of them back, or if like that was just a phase that people were going through where, you know, Prism boxes, for example, you could buy them for, if you found them, yeah, you never really found them. But like when I went to the hobby shop when 2019 Prism came out with Zion, I bought two of those boxes for $35 a piece when still in the stores are 20, but I was paying 35, which was, like I said, that's even, I mean, now if I could go back in time and realize that $35 box, that's like, and I don't think it is anymore, but it was at the height of sports cards and everything. That was like a $200 to $250 blaster of Prism with like Zion and Ja. I think it's probably gone down a little bit if I had to guess, but either way, like, I think that's where, you know, hobby shops were where I was seeing the variety of everything. I had never, like I said, and that could just be that a Walmart versus a Target thing where the section, maybe it could be my own anecdote and my own specific experience. So it may not even be necessarily correct one way or the other. But I think like at that Target, you know, they just were never even restocking the cards. So or maybe I wasn't going at the right time. And because this Walmart that I was going at all different times during the day. Like I went on like a random, I went like three or four times, to be completely honest, to buy the sports cards because I knew they would be there. And then the one of the last days I was there, that's when they loaded the World Cup Prism. They didn't have any World Cup Prism while I was there at the beginning. So I got like an optic box. I think I got like the Series 2 box, which I wish it was Topps Update. I did buy a Topps Update hanger box, which I think that was $15, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that's what the price was. But while I was there, I was buying, you know, whatever. Mostly the World Cup sticker stuff. But like when they put in the boxes, I went at like, you know, I think it was like four or five o'clock at night, and the boxes were all still there. Like it wasn't like before where it's like you got to show up right when they open and grab as many boxes or however, you know, people were doing it. But there were limits. So like if I had, you know, maybe if I had tried to buy four or five boxes, which I wasn't because they were $35, and you know, with World Cup Prism, like with all these boxes, I guess it's my thought process is like, whenever I'm buying boxes, in theory, I would want to sell the cards that are coming in these boxes, you know? I'm not really necessarily even buying boxes as much anymore, but that's what, in my head, that's what I would want to do if I, you know, if I felt like it. Like, I just, you know, I bought the box, I could have sold the cards probably, but like, are you getting back the $35 in value? Probably not. Would I have gotten 20? Maybe even probably not there either. So I wonder if in a year from now, we're going to see box prices drop back down to 20 or 25 or 30. I mean, Walmart, like I said, I don't know. how I don't know how much control, you know, Walmart and Target have on pricing some of these boxes. Like, you know, with Fanatics, like, is this whole process going to change too? That's kind of my other thought process when I'm looking at some of these boxes is like, is the, are the box prices going to be determined by Fanatics? And these companies have to, you know, Walmart, Target, they have to sell at that price. And could it even be something where, you know, the Walmart, Target, they are aware of the Fanatics. They're aware of it. Higher ups maybe that are controlling some of these prices of products. They know that they're going to have to drop these prices. So they want to sell these as many of the boxes as they can at that $35 price range before they're, you know, if Fanatics wants to control these retail boxes, like, or if they know that the retail boxes are going to go away and they want to sell all of them, that's sort of maybe what I'm thinking why they would raise the prices to $35 for a box, you know? Because the other thing that we're also seeing is, like, there is a – there's, like, a retail product that's kind of been floating around. I saw it at the actually, at the Walmart. I didn't buy it because I didn't know what it was, and I was confused a little bit. But now I'm kind of seeing it float around social media a little bit more. Is there's, like, a Prism mystery box that has, like, a – that has a 2019 Prism – wait, 2019 – yeah, 2019. It has whatever – the Zion product. It has the Zion product Prism pack in it, and it's, like, a it's like a mystery box. So – you know, how many of these products are going to just end up in these, like, random mystery boxes or whatever over the next few years, like, if people don't buy them? Because, like, at $35, I'm interested to know if, like, if people just stop buying the boxes, like, what's going to happen to the products? Like, are we going to, you know, one day see a picture of, like, 2022, like we did with... like, I think there's an old picture of, like, a Topps warehouse where all of the, you know, there's, like, boxes and boxes and boxes and warehouses of these boxes. Are we going to see a picture from, like, 2022 or whatever of something similar? Like, are we going to see one day, like, you know, Optic or Prism, like, one of these products just, like, sitting in somebody's warehouse? Like, maybe. And I don't know. It's maybe a transparency type of thing where it's like, we don't even know how many of these boxes are out there, and we'll never really know. I don't know if Fanatics will ever come out and say, here are how many boxes we produce. I would like them to. I mean, this is something that I've talked about where I would want, you know, I would want print runs to be released. Like, if we want, and I'm saying we as in, like, me and, like, other people maybe that have sort of the same mindset, because I know collectors don't really care one way or the other. Investors, I guess, do. Flippers probably do a little bit as well. But, like, the numbers would legitimize the buying and selling in the industry a little bit more. I guess it might, but at the same time, like, the mystery sort of aspect of it is maybe one reason why people don't want – maybe people are making – money on the fact that we don't know some of these things, like how many boxes there are, or how many of one card there is. Like, I don't necessarily think something that I've been trying to look past a little bit, to be completely honest, is like, when a new product comes out, we obviously all know, and anybody who's listening to this podcast, anybody on social media, everybody knows that the number, the price of that first card that sells, whether it's, you know, the new quarterback or if it's the new number one pick, we all know that it's going to be higher, the first card that's sold versus when 6 months from when the card comes out. And I've gotten to the point where it's like, I was somebody who definitely made content around that, telling people, hey, don't buy the card. But I realized that, like, it doesn't, I could make a video about that specific instance every single time a new product comes out, and it's never going to change. Now, sure, it's usually gets a good amount of views or, you know, engagement, but it's like for example, like, I was making it about the Mac Jones card, and now Mac Jones is, I think the circumstances of Mac Jones back then and versus now are a lot different, in my opinion. But, you know, either way, I think I just look at it and I wonder what's the right price for some of these boxes? Like, is it $20? Is it $30? Is it $35? I think it's somewhere in between 20 and 35. I think 35 for one of these boxes is a little bit too high. But I think maybe 20, I guess that's sort of the question that I have, is like, is 20 Is that a price where people will continuously buy them and resell them? Or is 20 a price where, you know, maybe we're past that point in kind of this sports card arc where people are going to the stores and buying out all of the boxes and then reselling them? And that gets into maybe a larger conversation, in my opinion, about like if we should even resell new things. And that, like I said, that is definitely a larger conversation I'd probably have on another episode in a future, because it's something that I just think we're living in an era where everything has to be it feels like everything is being resold at a higher price, and I think it's not good. And I think getting into it, maybe I'm not going to get into it in this episode about why I think that is the case, but we've seen examples of random things over the past few years of things being resold that are like new, that just don't need to be resold. Like, they don't need to be, you know, it was whatever, it was, you know, the baby formula thing, or if it's like computer chips, or it's any of these things, like they just don't need to be resold at a higher price. Like, consumers aren't, maybe it's part of inflation, maybe it's part of whatever, but we're getting to a point where it's like people can't buy things, and it's maybe not even an inflation issue. It's more of just like people can't buy things at the price that they should be, because people are buying all the things that are exclusive and reselling them for a higher price. And I think it's something that maybe I would want to have another conversation about later on. But either way, I think finding the right price for these boxes is important, because I think, you know, we should find a price that maybe is a little bit lower than 35, but maybe it's a little bit higher than 20, because like I said, if it's 20, maybe that leads to people buying and reselling all the time. I don't know what it is, but I just wanted to share kind of my experience buying some boxes and sort of what I've been thinking about in my thought process behind some of the prices of those boxes. And actually, that's all I've got for today's episode. I think I want to try and get more episodes recorded. Obviously, this year and last year have been a little sporadic compared to, you know, 2020, where there was an episode every day. Not going to make any promises. I want to record some episodes. We'll see how things go. Anybody who's been, you know, said sports on social media or whatever, listens to the podcast, thank you, appreciate it. And I will see you in the next one.